Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshechach Mesher. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Kiseitze Tov Shin Pehei. So as we know from years past, Parshas Kiseitze is very unique in the Meshechach Ma. If you would try to figure out percentage-wise of how much each Parsha takes up in the Sefer, you'd find that Parshas Kiseitze takes up kemat a third of Sefer Dvarim. If you take how much Torah is in Sefer Dvarim for the Meshech Chachma, Parshas Kiseitze is a third. And it's a very different mahalach. Many of the shtiklach start with Sifri. Very different mahalach. And the answer to that is, of course, as we said many times, that when you look in the Meshech Chachma, in Perach of Beis, Pasuk, Chav Beis, I think it is. Then the Pasuk Chav Aleph, actually, before Pasuk Chav Beis, it says, Mikan Atzeifa Parsha al Derech HaTerev HaMitzvah. From here to the end of the Parsha is going al the Derech in the same Mahalech as HaTerev HaMitzvah, the Pirush of the Malbim. And we know the Pirush of the Malbim is based on the Sifri. And for some reason, Rav Meir Simcha decided to write the end of Kiseitze from there and on al derech the Malbim. And the answer to why that is, at least part of it, is because if you look in the Malbim on that pasuk, it says there, mikan ad seder nitzavim leimatzanu bamtachas ksav yoyin agoyna mechabrezal. They didn't find the Malbim from these psukim in Kiseitze till Parshas Nitzavim. And chaval al da'avdim. He says, but Amnon anachnu kibatznu biyarna al pidarkoi. So his children, whoever put it out, they tried to do al darkoi, and that's what they put into the Malbim there. So for some reason, Rav Meir Simcha felt the need, I don't think anyone knows the reason, of why he did it, what he was doing, like I said, filling in the Malbim, which we don't have in Malbim, it's from the Malbim himself, that he did. The Malbim's lacking, missing till Parshas Nitzavim, Rav Meir Simcha only did till Parshas Kiseitze. I would say, you know, the Baruch Hashem, because the Mahalach of the Malbim is a unique Mahalach. It's not Rav Meir Simcha's Meshech Chachma, and we sort of seek loss that Rav Meir Simcha's Meshech Chachma in the whole last two-thirds of Parshas Kiseitze. So the fact that he didn't go to Nitzavim leaves us with Parshas Kisavi, at least, that we have the Meshech Chachma. But for some reason, he decided to fill in the Malbim. Now, the Malbim, as we know also, in his Akdama to Chumash called Ayelas HaShachar, he says 613 Klalim. And for those who know those Klalim, that's not me, but they claim, those, at least someone said this, that you see the Bekiyas in Rav Meir Simcha, when he went al derech the Malbim, he had all the klalim down klar, and he was able to, so to speak, write and replace what the Malbim may have written on these psukim. So that is the uniqueness of Parshas Kiseitze, the godless of Rav Meir Simcha, that he decided to do that. So we are going to learn a Meshech Chachma, Perich of Gimel, Pasuk Yud, which is after that Pasuk where he began going al derech HaTerev HaMitzvah. And Rav Meir Simcha says, Mamish, Chidushim Nifloim here, as we'll see. So Perich of Gimel, Pasuk Yud, he said, Say Machane Alo Yevecha, when you go out to a camp of war against your enemies, V'nishmarta Mikol Davara. And you should be very careful. Mikol davara, Rashi says, Shasotim mikachek b'shas ha-sakana. You have to be extra careful b'shas ha-sakana. You look in the Ramban. The Ramban says an interesting thing. The derech of warriors out at war is that they let loose, so to speak, and they let out all of their anger and their nivel, and they do all types of plundering and niuf and all types of things that a hardened person, a hardened soldier out in the battlefield loses some of that sensitivity and loses that humanity. And that's what the Torah says, make sure in a klaliistic way, v'nishmarta mikol davara. Now it's interesting, in the shtickle before this, in Chaf Gimel Yod, on Kiseitze Machana, there's no real Dibra Maskel, but starts with Sifri, Kiseitze Machana. So over there the Meshech Chachma brings from the Sifri, That the Sifri says that this is, you have to make sure that the Shechina is not nistalik. As the pasuk continues a little later, and the Sifri talks about Lo Yer B'Chayar Vas Dovar and Avodah Zarah and Shvich Hasdamim and Kilas Hashem. These are the things that a person, Klal Yisrael, needs to be careful from B'Shas Mechama, so that the Shechina should be with them. Chas V'Shalom, if not, the Shechina is not with them. But in this piece, the Dibra HaMaschil is V'Nishmarta Mikol Dovar Ra. Zokter Meir Simcha Loi Rochoik Loimar. I don't think there's another place in Meshech Chachma, correct me if I'm wrong, that he says this Lashon. Loi Rochoik Loimar. It's not a distant thing to say. It's not far-fetched. It's like a chiddush for a Meir Simcha to say it that way. Amali says, Kipshutai. Amali says, different Lashonis. Loi Rochoik Loimar. Shekavonas HaPasuk. You know what the Pasuk means? In V'nishmarta Mikol Dovara. Chazal Darshan Mishdarta Mikol Dovar Ra, you can read it as Dibara, as we'll see in a moment. Vinishmarta Mikol Dovar Ra, says Rav Meir Simcha, means not to reveal Mistoirin, the hidden secrets of what is going on in the war and in the camps, to anyone else. To keep them a secret. And not to relate Orcham v'Rivam l'Shomish, their ways and their Mahalchim, to anyone. Because we call it today leaks. Everything gets leaked today. What happens when things get leaks? Gets leaked. So people find out about it. And that's how there's defeat. And that's how the enemy finds out about it. So says Rav Meir Simcha, this is mamish the Das Torah of Rav Meir Simcha. Loi rochoik loimar, that the pasuk is saying that when you go out to war, make sure not to be megale any of the plans, the hidden things, the locations, anything that has to do with the war, no leaks allowed. Umizeyos shaloi laniach l'shumodom lotzeis min hamachane. And therefore he says, it's roi then, not to let any person leave the camp. Shemiyasigu soineyam, because maybe they'll be caught. V'yimlutu mipiv tachanusam, and it'll slip out of his mouth where they're camped. So Meir Simcha's buying things here. He's building things. Number one, you're not allowed to reveal things. Because of that, there should be a rule. There should be a law. Yos, it's proper. You don't let anybody go out of the camp, unless going to war, obviously. But stomp to stray out, to go find things, to have a day off, to have a day of leave, whatever it is, who knows, they might be caught by the enemy, and without even realizing, they might slip up and say where the location of the camp is, or anything else. Like the Mitzri told David HaMelech over there in Shmuel Aleph Lamed Yud Gimel Tezvav. I didn't get the Navi. Let me get a Navi. Shmuel Aleph Lamed. This is the Mitzri that they caught. They brought him to David. And David said, who are you? It said, Nar Mitzri Anoichi Avelish Amaleki. Vayazveini Adoini, my master left me. Anachnu Pashatnu Negev Akresi Yavala Sheli Yehuda Vanegev Kalev Et Siklak Tzarafnu Beish. He told him everything. And he told him, David said, you're going to show me where it is? He shoveled it like him. I'm sorry, you're going to show me where it is? So he says, swear that you're not going to give me over. And he taka did. So you see this issue, this Eved Mitzri was caught. And he revealed to David HaMelech where the camp was. So says the Meir Simcha, Meir shouldn't let anyone out, because since there's a Isser Mishnarta Mikol Dovar Ra, that's going to cause defeat. So Meir don't let anyone out. Bezel bichlal davara she'amru b'sifri afilu dibara bezel lashon hara v'kivnu l'ma she'kosafti. The Sifri says, afilu dibara, davara means even dibara, which means lashon hara, which Pashup Shat means, and the Mitzayin here, the Malbim, well, we know that's not really the Malbim, but the Pashup Shat means that we're talking about Lashon Hara and Machloikis, and as we know, that the different times in history, certain Malachim went out to war, and they lost, because there was Machloikis, and there was Lashon Hara, and Achav went out to war, and there was no Machloikis and Lashon Hara, and he was victorious. So Dr. Meir, so that's the Pashup Shat. That when it says v'nishtarta v'kol davara in the Sifri, which means dibara lashon hara, means pasha machlekes. So you mean if there's machlekes, there's no shechina. Dr. Meir Simcha v'kivnu l'mashik asafti. No, you know what I'm touching lashon hara to mean? Lashon hara means saying over the secrets of the battlefield, the secrets of the troops, the secrets of the camp. That's the lashon hara that the Sifri means. So Meir Simcha starts off with Leirochay Gloimar, and he says that's what the Sifri means. Lashon Hara here doesn't mean the regular Lashon Hara. It means saying over the secrets of the war. B'lezeh Omar, Ki yeh b'cha ish asher lo yetar mikrei layla v'yotza michutz l'machane. He says, Amar d'gazach to Meir Simcha. He says, we have over here in the Pasuk two things. We start off in Ishmarta Mikol Davara. The next pasuk says, if someone's leitar v'yotza mechutz l'machane, and all the halachas, or Meir Simcha says, what shaychis? These two things, they happen to both be war things. But what shaychis of the Nishmarta Mikol Davara to the lo yatar has to leave the machane? The Teretz is, Rav Meir Simcha is saying, that no one else is allowed to leave the machane. The Teretz is telling you, this guy is leitar, so he has to go leave the machane. But everyone else has to stay. Why? We're afraid of this new type of Lashon Hara that I was mechadish, says Rav Meir Simcha, the Lashon Hara of giving over the Mastoirin Shal Melchama to the enemy. And with that he says, Anifl Dikapshat, V'chei Motzina V'Yerushalmi Peya, Perek Alech Halacha Aleph, the Yerushalmi over there is going through the Avera of Lashon Hara, Zok the Yerushalmi Azhara L'Lashon Hara Minayin. Where is there an Azhara for Lashon Hara? Says the first man d'amar v'nishmarta mikol davara, which as we taiching dibara. Amar Rebbe tana Rebbe Shmuel leselech rochel ba'amecha. So Meir Simcha says, what's this machlekes here? Are they arguing? Ha'inyan d'yeshnei lavin lehar Yerushalmi ashnei sugei lashon hara. Zokta Meir Simcha, no, they're not arguing. There's two different lavin. There's two types of Lashon Hara. And therefore, when the Yerushalmi is telling you two lavin, they're not arguing, it's two different sugim of Lashon Hara. Echor al Lashon Hara shebeseich b'nei shal atzva mizeh lezeh. One is what we call the algemein, the original old Lashon Hara, in B'nai Yisrael, amongst each other, v'zele selech rochel be'amecha, in your nation, don't be a rochel. That's regular Lashon Hara. Be'am B'nai Yisrael. Vasheni, which is the first one in the Gemara, but the second type, the Chiddush, Lashon Hara Michutz L'Machane Yisrael. Then there's Lashon Hara that's not Be'amecha, that's Chutz L'Machane Yisrael. V'zeh Pshat HaMikra Kiseitze Machane Alivecha V'Nishmarta Mikol Davara. Kiseitze, you're going out, you're not in Klal Yisrael anymore. You're out in the war and you're going out of the camp. V'Nishmarta Mikol Davara. You have to be extra careful not to say the Lashon Hara of giving away the secrets. Shalei Legalis Mastayrin Kemoshe Kasafti. Unbelievable. Dr. Meir Simcha, the Yerushalmi is not arguing the two Manda Amrim. It's two different types of Lashon Hara. Balzeh, and with this he says another Niflatika thing. Bo Shtei Kaparas. We find there are two Kaparas in the Beis Hamikdash on Lashon Hara. Ho Echad Kiteres al Lashon Hara Shebeseitzer. This is Gemara. The Gemara says over there, Lama nismecha parshas karbona is l'big de kona. Loi marloch, mar karbona is mechaprim, af big de kona mechaprim. So big de kona are mechaper. The Gemara says, Me'il is mechaper in Lashon Hara, yotza dover shebekol v'yichaper al dover al kol hara. Thank you. Okay. V'zeh aloshen hara shebaseich machane Yisrael. This is referring to Lashon Hara in Machane Yisrael. Shebaseh yesh avak Lashon Hara shein adam nitzol b'chol yom. So that is something that is a kapara that's necessary every day. Avak Lashon Hara, which is part of the regular Lashon Hara, is something that ain adam nitzol b'chol yom. And therefore, you need a kapara every day. Now, I want to point out something. He says, "Ha'echad k'tayres aloshen har shebeseiser." Why? Let's say the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim says, "Why is Parshas Karbonos near the Big Dikuna to tell you Karbonos are mechaprim, Big Dikuna is mechaprim?" The Me'il says the Gemara is mechaper aloshen hara. Frak the Gemara, Amr Bishu ben Levi, two things don't have a lematzilam kapara b'karbonos, and they have a kapara somewhere else. And that is Shvichas Domim in Lashon Hara. And the Gemara says Lashon Hara is the Ketoris is Mechaper. Yava Dover Shevichashoi V'Yichaper Al Maisechashoi. Let something in secret come. Because the Ketoris is brought in the Heichal. It's not outside in the base in the Azara. On the outside Mizbeach, it's on the inside Mizbeach. Let that be Mechaper on things that are done in secret, which is Lashon Hara. So, frak the Gemara, what do you mean? Is it the Me'il or is it the Ketoris? So Gemara says, "Lekasha habitzina habifarhesya." If it's bitzina, if it's something quiet, so that's the ketayris in the heichal. Dover shibachashai in a place it's chashai. If it's something that's out loud, bifarhesya, so that you have the me'il, which is makes noise, has a call, has a sound, has the bells. So Gemara says, "Let the things that have a sound, that have a call, be mechaper on things that are done bekol." So Rameir Simcha saying as follows: the ketayris. That's mechaper every day. Every day Ketaris is brought. You know what that's for? That's for the Avak Lashon Hara. That's for Avak Lashon Hara. Avak Lashon Hara is not clear Lashon Hara. It's like a secretive Lashon Hara. There's Lashon Hara, direct, you speak that out directly. Rameir Simcha's understanding, look at Rashi, could be it's not what Rashi learns over there. Rameir Simcha's understanding, Kol means direct Lashon Hara. That's the Me'il. The Avidavish of a Kol. Avak Lashon Hara is not real Lashon Hara. You know, when you talk about somebody and you say, like, oh, where's there, for the Gemara says, ask someone where there's a fire, oh, there's a fire in Yanim's house, he's always cooking. So Lashon Hara, it sounds like there's always parties there and things like that. It's Avak Lashon Hara. It's not clear. Avak Lashon Hara is like a secretive thing. So Zokter Meir Simcha, the Ketoris that you bring every day, that's for Avak Lashon Hara. Because Avak Lashon Hara in Adam Nitzol B'chol Yom. Every day the Gemara says, everybody's over on Avak Lashon Hara. Big Lashon Hara, maybe not. But Avak Lashon Hara is something everyone, so that needs a daily kapara. What's that? The Ketoris. It's chashoy. It's a secret thing. It's not so clear. That's the first Ketoris that's Mechaper Lashon Hara. Omnon Ketoris Shelifnai V'lifnim. However, the Ketoris Shelifnai V'lifnim, that's brought only on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol brings it in. What's that Mechaper on? The Gemara tells us Ketoris is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Doesn't say which Ketoris. So Meir Simcha says there's two Ketoris. There's Ketoris every day, that's Avak Lashon Hara. There's Ketoris on Yom Kippur. That's lifnai v'lifnim hu haloshen hara shemichutz l'machane Yisrael. That's the other, my new Lashon Hara. That's not amongst people in Klal Yisrael. That's outside the machane Yisrael. That's when you go out, kiseitze machane. You're going out. And you're going to tell people about the secrets. Shalei noidel Yisrael. Now Meir Simcha says there's a chiddush here. Why is it lifnai v'lifnim? Because people really don't know. These are leaks. No one in Klal Yisrael knows if you leaked information to the enemy. Nobody knows what's going on. Shalei noidel Yisrael b'itzel Hashem levad. Only the Baruch Hashem knows. V'al shnei habadim v'zeh pamachas b'shono. So in the lifnai v'lifnim, who's in the lifnai v'lifnim? The Kohen Gadol and the Rabbi Nisham. Even the Malachim are not lifnai v'lifnim. Only the Rabbi Nisham is there. Only the Rabbi Nisham is there. Because he's the only one who knows this chet of this type of Lashon Hara. This is not something that happens constantly. Once a year, that's enough to get a kapara for that type of Lashon Hara, and that's the Ketoris Shelifnai V'lifnim of Yom Kippur. Dr. Meir Simcha Weiter, why Lifnai V'lifnim? V'zeh ha-yasibas ha-golos shal Mitzrayim. One of the reasons for Galus Mitzrayim, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Achei noida hadavar. They snitched on me. The Lashon Hara, they snitched. Who they snitched to? To Paroi. Oh, that's not Bein Yisrael Yisrael. That's to a guy. V'sibas Galus Shabavol Shmishnia. And what was the Siba of Galus? Of the second Beis HaMikdash? Akamsa Bar Kamsa, Charev Yushalayim. What did he do? He went to Rome. He went to Rome, and he was Malshin, Mardich Ba Yehudai. Lashon Hara, not to a Yid, to a guy about Kla Yisrael. These types of Lashon Hara, where you go and snitch and you give secrets to Goyim, to the enemies, who maybe Lidei Chilal Hashem. This brings a Meridik Chilal Hashem. Look what Kla Yisrael does. They have snitchers amongst them. They have leakers amongst them. HaChomer Mi'oven Avodah Zarah. Chilal Hashem is even more Chomer than Avodah Zarah. K'mo Yishamri Yishalmi Lidorim Paragimel. Like it says in the Yishalmi, the Chilal Hashem is Kasha Mikulam, even more than Shabbos, more than Avodah Zarah. Now, V'lochein, Dr. Meir Simcha, Anif L'dikah Chiddush here. Af machshava shkula kamaisa. If by Avodah Zarah we know there's a concept that even a machshava of Avodah Zarah is like an act, by other averas we say, till you do the act, you didn't get an avera. Avodah Zarah is different. Dr. Meir Simcha, if Chilul Hashem is more chomer than Avodah Zarah, then even machsheves Chilul Hashem needs a kapara. So we have a problem here. If this Chilul Hashem of giving over secrets to the Goyim, now it's a peladika thing, because you would say to yourself, if I didn't give the secrets, so what Avera did I do? Vishlam Avodah Zarah, the Avera is being mekabel, the Avodah Zarah is a god. When you act, you're just acting out what you really feel and believe, but the Avera is the machshava. But here, I plan on doing it. When it comes to Chilul Hashem, yeah, Chilul Hashem is worse than Avodah Zarah. If you could be Michal Shem Shemaim, that's a problem in your Machshav, it's a problem in your Leiv. If you could give over Mastoyrim to the Goyim, that's a problem in your Machshav, there's a Machshav Kemaisa. So Nifla Dika Chiddush. So if that's true, V'machshav in Yedea Rak Hashem Levadai. So if you need that, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the only one who could handle and do a Kapara. For Avodah Zarah, like we said before, for Chilul Hashem, v'zelifnai v'lifnim, shekol adam lo yia ba'ayel, afilu malachim shepneim b'nei adam, kedamer b'Yerushalmi Yuma, v'sham mechaper. So that's why the Ketairis of Yom Kippur, which is mechaper, and this type of Lashon Hara has to be lifnai v'lifnim, because this is only known bilti Lashem levadi was the first shlav, and number two, even more than that, it's even on machshava. Because it has the aspect of Chilul Hashem, which Grada connects to the other famous Meshech Chachma that I say every year. Every year I say by Ne'ila, before Ne'ila. The Meir Simcha says that by Ne'ila you can get kapara for Chilul Hashem, because it's us and the Rebbeinu Shalom and nobody else. He sends out the whole Bezdin Shalmaila. The whole Bezdin Shalmaila he sends out. That's Ne'ila. Ne'ila is like Lifnai V'Lifnim. So now we sort of understand, because Chilul Hashem, the kapara is necessarily even for machshava. This is another knech there. I think it's in Vayelech, that one. Yoyin Shab. So here a Meir Simcha is saying, that's why this ketairis for this Lashon Hara has to be lefnai lefnim. Now he says another step. V'nei gam ha-gaiva mekar l'avodah zarah. Gaiva is also mekar l'avodah zarah. Gaiva leads to avodah zarah, k'may shekosu v'rom levavcha v'shachachtas Hashem lekecha ha-metziach ha-meretz Mitzrayim. So since I told you that anything that's connected or even has a chamiras like Avodah Zarah, machshavas kemaisa like Avodah Zarah, and my example before was Chilul Hashem, well, if gaiva has connection to Avodah Zarah, so gaiva also v'nidan ala machshava v'danim aleha. So Dr. Meir Simcha, therefore, gaiva also is nidan al ha-machshava v'danim aleha. V'lochein am Rabbi Yerushalmi, and therefore he says a nifla dika pshat. I know I said nifla so many times. This is unbelievable. This shtickle. V'pnei ma'in kayin galda mishamish v'vig deizav. Why the kayin galda on Yom Kippur is not mishamish v'vig deizav? Mishum ha'gaiva, says the Yerushalmi. Am Reb Simon al shem al tishad lifnei melech. So what's going on here? Because he's going lifnai v'lifnim. He's going lifnai v'lifnim. You can't even have a mashahu of gaiva. You can't have a mashu of gaiva. What do you mean? I'm the kain gadol. I wear the big dekona because that's my job. That's the maisa. So let me go into the lifnim and do my job. No, al tishad lifnei melech. One second. If you're in front of the king, you have to be careful with gaiva. What do you mean? Why? What am I doing in act of gaiva? You may not be doing an act of gaiva, but what's in your heart? What's in your machshava? V'mipnei Hashem yisborach don al ha-machshava. So if you're going lifnai v'lifnim, lifnai v'lifnim, what's happening there is not just kapara on actions, it's even ha-machshavas. Even ha-machshavas, like avodah zarah, like chilul Hashem, like the Torah of the Torah, which is Chil Hashem, that Lashon Hara. Everything there, Machshava, is prominent in the Lifnai V'Lifnim. So, Kayin Gadol, you're going to go in with your big day Kahuna, Mamish, Azai, like that, the Kayin Gadol. You can imagine, Kayin Gadol, Lifnai V'Lifnim, Mamish. The holiest person on the holiest day in the holiest place, as they, Meshach Chachma says that in other places, and they say. And yet, we're still afraid a little shemetz of gaiva might happen if he comes in with all his big day kahuna. Lifnai v'lifnim, b'chutz, do what you, that's what you're supposed to do. But lifnai v'lifnim, machshava over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's just him, machshava, kaviyachal, machshava is nidain kemaisa. And that's why the Kohen Gadol, according to his Yerushalmi, cannot wear his big day kahuna lifnai v'lifnim. Rav Meir Simcha started off with a loy rochak loymar. It's loy rochak to say pshat in the pasuk, and from there he bite ois yisaidus niflaim into a pshat in the Yerushalmi, into a pshat in the Gemara and the different kateris and the kapiris, into talking about chil Hashem, into talking about machshava to understand what's tutzak lifnai v'lifnim on yom kippurim, to the fact that the kohen gadol can't wear his big day kahuna, his big day azov because of the gaiva and the final theme is nidan b'kimachshava. That all started with the Das Torah of Rav Meir Simcha of Le Rochai Kloimar. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Mamish Misukim Midvash. Kol Tov.